Sunshine State. This is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkissed Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot Endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkissedCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Hello, and welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese, and wow, what a show I have for you drivers out Christmas shopping. Do not turn that channel, because I have got a Johnny Cash, like, tribute singer, but he looks like Johnny Cash, sounds like Johnny Cash, and his name is Keith Coleman. Welcome.
Well, hello there. How you doing?
I'm so glad that you're here. So I have to shout out why you're here. I want to thank the National Comedy Hall of Fame, Tony over there, because we are having a big event at Russo's New York Style Pizza coming up on New Year's Eve, and you're going to perform.
I certainly am.
Yes, I heard you're going to get everyone dancing on the floor.
I'm counting on it, for sure.
And we have a buffet. It's $75 per person, a balloon drop. We also have champagne. It's going to be at 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, Clearwater, and 727-648-4304. Or, you know, right on the corner of Belcher and Gulf to Bay, right there, Russo's Pizza. Go and get your tickets now. And also Thursday night, we have comedy night with open mic night for comics. It was so amazing. Somebody gets $50. Whoever brings the most will get $50 to bring in the people. And then also starting on the 29th, we have karaoke and we have open mic singers. And we have a record label that's working with us, giving us $200 towards their recording deal. So a lot is happening. And let's get started. What song are you going to sing?
Well, probably the number one song that people ask me for is Folsom Prison.
Okay.
So, you want to give that one a shot?
Yes, we do. And we're live on TikTok. I'm under Dawn Reese Show. We're going to put the camera over by this amazing performer. And stay tuned, everybody. And if you want to book him, you can book him through the National Comedy Hall of Fame with Tony. All right, we'll be right back. Oh, amazing.
I hear the train of cup rolling round the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. I get dragons on. That train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio. I'm just a baby. Mama told me, John, always be a good boy. I don't never play with guns. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. That train keeps rolling. I hang my head and cry. I'll pick a little guitar for you. Drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. That train keeps rolling. That's what tortured me.
Play it again.
I'd probably move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I wanna stay. I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. Thank you very much. I'm Johnny Cash.
Thank Norman from Russo's Pizza in Clearwater for sponsoring this half hour of the show. And a great pizza. I will tell you, the wings are phenomenal. You like chicken wings, Parmesan? I want to get you something next week here in a couple days. I'm going to bring it back to Bobby.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, lemon or do you like wings or Parmesan or lemon?
Parmesan.
Parmesan. I know, they're so
first,
good.
Then lemon.
And their pizza is phenomenal. And Mediterranean salads are amazing. And again, thank you, Norman, so much. And so how did you start doing this?
Well, you know, that's a that's an unusual situation. I've always said that you don't pick impersonations yourself. They kind of pick you. My wife and I performed. We performed for 13 years
wow.
at the Holiday Inn on St. Pete Beach. And I know there's a lot of folks out there that used to come see us at the Holiday Inn on St. Pete Beach. And sure would like to see y'all show up at Russo's on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And I'm kind of counting on it, as a matter of fact. So anyway, we were doing a show at a Tony's Dinner Theater in Bradenton. We'd done several shows there. We did a show called the Las Vegas Review that we did at the Holiday Inn.
Ooh.
And it had like 13 different characters in it. Every character was a costume change. And anyway, my wife, Ruby, was talking to Tony.
Uh-huh.
And Tony was saying, you know, I've been looking all over for a Johnny Cash show, and I can't find one. And she said, well, Keith can do it for you.
Wow.
I only knew two Johnny Cash songs at the time, but people always said I sounded like Johnny Cash a lot. So
you do. So, oh, my goodness.
Well, I got busy. He said, well, I'm going to book him. You got 2 months, and we're doing the show here, a Johnny Cash show. And I got busy, and it turns out that Johnny Cash's songs are not the easiest in the world to learn. They're very, very wordy songs.
And, yeah.
And a Boy Named Sue, for instance, is like 7 pages long. And
wow. Wow. Well, we want to hear. We have drivers out there Christmas shopping, and they want to tap their toes to the pedal.
Yeah.
And our friends out there watching around the world on actually on YouTube. And
the Don Reese YouTube.
Don Reese YouTube. There we go. And take it away. What song are you going to sing next for us?
Well, one Johnny Cash actually wrote for Elvis. This is kind of an unusual story. Him and Elvis were both, that's the first time Johnny Cash got to see Elvis perform, was at the Louisiana Hayride.
Interesting.
You can turn his mic up a little more on that.
I'm sorry, am I not close?
No, on his system.
Oh, on his system.
Yes.
Okay, we're good.
Perfect. Yes, excellent.
And anyway, he was really impressed with Elvis. He was so impressed with Elvis, he wrote a special song just for Elvis.
Really?
But also working at the Louisiana Hayride was a woman, a young woman that was working as a comedian, and her name was June Carter.
Really? I didn't know that.
That's right. And
wait, June was a comedian?
Yeah, June started out as a comedian. You know, she'd come up and interrupt the MC, and you know, and they'd tell some jokes, and then they had to introduce the next act. Yeah, she sure was. She was a comedian on there.
Well, you know, it's really cool. I have to tell you, we have Atlas Records that is going to be working with us. They're looking for comics worldwide, nationwide, to audition on on the open mic night for comics at Russo's. So they have a chance to do the same thing that she did.
Well, there you go.
And get paid $50 an hour.
Whoa.
But that's an amazing story. I had no idea.
Well, the funny thing about it is that Johnny Cash, he wrote that song for Elvis, but then Johnny Cash found out that Elvis had sent a love note to June Carter.
Really?
And he decided he wasn't going to give that song to June. He'd give it to Elvis. He's going to keep it for himself.
Look at that. Some history we did not know about.
And this is the song I was telling you about.
Yes. I can't wait to hear this one.
Well, get rhythm. If you got the blues, get rhythm. If you got the blues, only cost about a dime a shoe, do $1 million good for you, get rhythm. If you got the blues, shoe shine ball that never gets down, he got the dirtiest job in town, bending low into people's feet, a windy corner of a windy street. Asked him when he shined my shoes, how he kept from getting the blue. Grinned and he shook his little head, popped the shoe shine back. That said, get rhythm. You got the blue, get rhythm. If you got the blue, only cost about a dime a shoe, it'll do $1 million good for you, get rhythm. If you got the blue. All the trouble from your word and mind, get rhythm. You got the blues. Sit down, listen to the shoe shine boy. I thought I was gonna jump for joy. Slapped on the shoe, popped it left and right. Popped the shoe shine rag and held it tight. Be soft once to wipe the sweat away. Working that way. Said I like it with a big wide grin. Popped the shoe shine rag and said again, get rhythm. You got the blues. Get rhythm. You got the blues. Only cost about a dime a shoe, do $1 million good for you, get rhythm. If you got the blues.
Wow, and you can hear all this live. How many hours are you going at Russo's on New Year's Eve?
Well, we're going to make it all the way through to, I think, 12:30 or 1 in that area there. And I'm not exactly 100% sure of the starting time, 7 or 8 o'clock,
right?
Something like that.
And there's a buffet and a balloon drop, and you're going to be performing and dancing. So all of this amazing music, you're going to get everybody up and moving.
Well, we'll be doing some Elvis, and that's kind of my specialty. I started doing Elvis long before I started doing Johnny Cash.
Wow, I saw that in your website. Give your website. Tell everybody where to go.
You can go for Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash 1, that's the number 1, johnnycash1.com. For Elvis, tampaelvis.com.
Okay.
And you can see either one there.
Super
we'll
cool.
Also be doing some Neil Diamond.
I love Neil Diamond and Elvis. Do we have an Elvis song and then a Neil Diamond?
I'm sorry?
Can you do an Elvis song?
Can I do an Elvis song?
Yes, because,
well,
you know, I grew up with Elvis. My parents loved Elvis.
Sure can.
Yes. I've never been to Graceland. Have you been over there?
Oh, yeah. I'm from the Memphis area there, Forest City, Arkansas, originally, but I lived in Memphis for a long time. Me and my wife actually met and in Memphis. And
that's amazing.
Elvis's first cousin was our we're not going to do that one. Elvis's first cousin was our best man at our wedding, as a matter of fact.
That's so cool. Yeah. You know, I actually, good friends of mine was Pete Bennett. He was, now he's passed away. He was a promoter of the Beatles and Rolling Stones. He worked with Elvis. And that was back in the days in New York. And he was working with all the labels. And he would get up to the bitter end and he'd say, Mr. Bennett, your table's ready. We cut through like hundreds of people. And that was so cool. Yeah. He wanted to marry me. And I said, no. I found a wonderful man named Bert. And I'm excited. Because I have a wonderful husband now, and he's everything that I've looked for. So let's play this song.
Elvis tune here.
An Elvis tune. Oh, how lovely.
Number one request.
Oh, Lola's going to love this. Lola, our station owner. Lola. Wow.
Oh, holy fool.
Oh, Bert, this is for you, honey.
Oh, making love, in love with you. Shall I say?
Oh, God, that's beautiful.
Would it be a sin? Would I be crying?
And that's a rock and roll one there.
Oh, we're going to do some rock and roll. Trust me.
That's
going to be some rock and roll done on New Year's Eve.
Fun. Get your tickets now. Go to Russo's New York Style Pizza in Clearwater on Gulf to Bay and Belcher and ask for Norman or Lena. So let's go another song. Neil Diamond's one of my favorites as well. So what made you want to sing Neil Diamond?
Just like everything else, enough people say, hey, you sound just like Neil Diamond on that song. So I said, well, I'll work up another one.
Nice.
And then a little bit later, I'll work up another. And pretty soon, I got 90 minutes.
Wow. This is from my husband. He loves Neil Diamond. His whole family loves Neil Diamond.
there's a cute story on this one, too. I was going to do a – they asked – it's back when we were in the playoffs at the Tampa Bay – at the Tropicana.
Right.
For the baseball team there. They let us do what they call throwback – Thursdays, and they had me come do Neil Diamond, and you get to sing one song at home plate before the game started.
Right,
and they called me up ahead of time and said, "What song are you going to do?" Because we you know, we need to time it out. I said, well, I was going to do Sweet Caroline, and it lasts three minutes. And they said, okay. He hung up the phone. 5 minutes later, he called back. He said, you realize we're playing Boston? You can pick any song in the world beside that.
Oh, that's so funny.
So we'll do it now just to...
Oh, that's lovely. Everybody stay tuned. Enjoy and get your tickets now at Russo's Pizza. You can see him live and dance all night long New Year's Eve.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. I know it's going strong. Wasn't the spring. Spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd go wrong? Hands touching hands, reaching out,
wow,
touching you, touching me. Time never seems so good.
So good. I had to do that.
I've been inclined to believe they never would. But now I look at the night. It don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. Hurt and runs off my shoulder. How can I hurt? I'm more than you. Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching. Time never seems so good.
So good.
I've been inclined, la la la, to believe they never would. But now I, la la la, la 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 la. So good, so good, so good, so good. I've been inclined, la la la, to believe they never would. Sweet Caroline, la la la, good time never seems so good. So good, so good, so good. I've been inclined.
Amazing. Wow. And he's going to be right at Russo's New York Style Pizza in Clearwater for New Year's Eve. Get your tickets now. They're going super fast. So, oh my goodness, I have so many other questions to ask you. Give your website one more time where people can go to.
JohnnyCash1.com. And that's the number one, not O-N-E, but JohnnyCash1.com. And our TampaElvis.com.
And another question, you know, a lot of people are going to wonder, when you started out doing this, have you met anybody that you went, I've always wanted to meet that person performing? What celebrities have you met?
Well, I never actually got to meet Elvis, but like I say, I spent a lot of time in Memphis, and this is back. Trying not to give out how old I am, you know, but this is back when Elvis could get out of the house and go down the street. I've been in the I've been in the service station when him and several of his entourage came in to gas up their motorcycles. And
okay.
Then I got invited to his house at one time. Actually, my wife got invited to his house, and she used to be a men's hairstylist in Memphis, Tennessee, and she did all the Stamps Quartet's hair, and she did the mayor of Memphis and a lot of Elvis's entourage. So one of them says, you know, while he was getting his hair done, hey, we're having a party at Elvis's house on Friday. I said, you want to come?
He said, oh, wow.
Well, can I bring my boyfriend? He said, oh, I guess so. I guess so. So I got, as a matter of fact, though, she went with me, and we were booked down in Moon Lake, Mississippi.
Wow.
And went down there and played instead, because you never knew. They used to party at Elvis's house, whether he was there or not.
What amazing stories. Have you decided to write a book yet?
I tell you what, I've got plenty of material. Let me tell you what, plenty of material.
Definitely you should. And how long have you and your wife been married?
Almost 50 years.
Okay, this is a huge question in show business. What does it take to have a working relationship in show business to make your marriage work? What are your secrets?
You learn to say yes, ma'am.
My husband is named Bert, and I say Sherbert. Now he looks in the refrigerator, and he's like, there's no Sherbert in there. Anyways, but that's amazing. What would you like to say to your wife on the air live? Anything from the heart?
Hey, Ruby.
Ruby. Isn't there a song named Ruby?
Yeah, Ruby is her name. Matter of fact, her stage name is Ruby Tuesday.
Ruby Tuesday.
Yeah, you remember the Rolling Stones song, Goodbye, Ruby?
Yeah.
That used to be my favorite song in college for whatever reason, I don't know. But when I met her and her name was Ruby, I just started calling her Ruby Tuesday. And our first band together was the Keith Coleman Trio, I think. And one night we called it, they put up on the sign, I think to aggravate me, they put up their Ruby Tuesday show or something like that.
Oh, how funny.
And everybody came in for that. It was more popular than my name.
My goodness.
So we started using that ever since.
Wow. Well, Keith, it's been such a pleasure. It goes so fast. We have to have you come back longer later. I know I'm looking at the clock. We have another segment at 2:45. And I know, just in case James doesn't call in, we just want to shout out tomorrow night, Thursday night. Is that tomorrow? No, it's Wednesday. Thursday night, we have 8 p.m. open mic night. So come into Russo's and have some amazing pizza. Now, if you go on stage and you're an open mic comic, you get 25% off your pizza. Yeah, there you go. It's really good pizza. Okay, so what song would you close with? What would be the song that you'd like to close with?
Well,
here on Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk Radio.
As a matter of fact, if I get to do one more, I would do this one right here, because this is actually a song that June Carter wrote.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't know that, but as the story goes, June wrote this song about Johnny, and her sister recorded it. And Johnny was going through the old records one night, found this song, and said, I want to record that. And he recorded this song never knowing that June had written it about him.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And this is it.
We have about 6 minutes. We're good to go.
Love is a burning thing.
Wow.
It makes a fiery rain. By wild desire, I fell into ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Down, 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 flame went higher, and it burned, burned, burned. That ring of fire, that ring of fire.
So it.
Love is sweet when hearts love. like a child. Went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Down, down, down. Flame went higher. Burst, burst, burst. That ring of fire. That ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, down, down. Flame went higher.
From the National Comedy Hall of Fame that actually brought him aboard with us to Russo's New York Style Pizza New Year's Eve celebration bash and balloon drop. It's going to be fun. I'll be dancing. My husband's going to be out on a sailing cruise. We booked one. So it's our first New Year's apart.
You're going to miss the show?
No, I'm going to be there.
Oh, you'll
I'll
be there.
Be you're... working. I'll be like dancing around and networking with everybody. So we're excited. And any last words? I know we have like one more minute here. Any last words, Keith?
Last words, well, I just guarantee you that we will have a party on New Year's Eve at Russo's. You can take that to the bank.
Take that to the bank. And you can see this up on Don Reese's show on YouTube as well, and also live on Facebook. I do want to thank beaminghope.org for the amazing Christmas presents for the kids that we were there with an amazing concert. If you're looking for a good church, it's over in Largo. It's a wonderful place for healing, and a lot of miracles are happening there as well. You need this during that season, and that's a lot of hope and inspiration for your family. Get them out there. If they get edgy, get them out there. You know,
right.
It's all you have to do. Get them to church, right? Or put holy water on them, like I do with my husband. He goes, did you spray holy water on me? I said, yes, I did. Anyways, I'm Dawn Reese. Let's go to that commercial. We joined the Bay Area Association for Concierge, and you need to join as well. Oh my gosh, I went to pick up my goodie bag the other day from someplace, and I got 2 tickets to Busch Gardens for free. So it's well worth joining. You never know the goodies that you get and the amazing family friends that you will get to meet. And we'll be back with another amazing guest in just a minute. Stay tuned. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
I want to tell you about a fantastic group that I just joined, the Bay Area Concierge Association, a nonprofit organization whose mission to support the growing tourism in Tampa Bay area. And it is so exciting because the money raised through the membership and fundraising is used to give back to the members and community through education and charitable donations, which enhances the hospitality industry in every way. If your business provides service in the hospitality industry or you offer great services to the Tampa Bay residents and visitors, then you would like to connect with us too. What you need to do for more information, check out our website at BayAreaConciergeAssociation.com or contact the president, CC, at 727-667-5529 for more information. I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Another. VIP guest in the studio. I'm so excited that I got to meet her. Hi, everyone. My next guest is Lisa Boyd. I met her through a friend who is actually an amazing neighbor of Lisa, right?
Yes.
And so Lisa and her husband had moved here about 4 years ago. And then what happened? He injured his...
Yeah, his back went out at work and they let him go. So we figured we'd just take that opportunity to move to Florida, because we've been talking about it.
Oh, my. And where are you from originally?
Massachusetts.
Oh, I love it up there. It's so gorgeous. But you're in Florida. We like it better here.
Yes, the weather is much better. I did miss Massachusetts, wanted to go back, but my husband's arthritis pain went from a 9 to a 1. So here we
stay. Trust me, look what's on my knee. This weather we're having, I'll tell you, I take Tylenol, arthritis, relieve your pain.
Turmeric.
So tell me, so Tim's injury, and then you're working, tell me about the opportunity that's happening here in Florida, which is really exciting for you.
Yes, yeah, so our mutual friend Catherine introduced me to this opportunity to tell people about staycations, a great way to save money and to get to know your local area. Many years ago, when my husband and I actually first started dating, we would go on away once a month to 6 weeks for a weekend. And you always have to do the two nights because you don't want to just get up the morning and leave. So you have that second day.
Right.
So it kind of full circle kind of thing. And it came back around here. So I just want to ask people out there, you know, how many of you just want to get away from the house, but you don't want to travel really far?
A lot of people, they want to travel around Florida. You know, a lot of people now, they don't want to really travel out of the States, and some do. Mm-hmm. But they want to go someplace like St. Augustine or Key West, or, you know, just get away from the area for a while and come back refreshed.
Right. And then I've heard so many stories about people say that they, you know, lived in an area with all these things happening, but they never actually got to see it themselves. You know, so here is what we're going to be talking about today is local resorts. So I am here promoting a new hotel collection, and they have hotels, and there are two hotels that we're promoting are the Cordova Inn at mm-hmm. St. Pete Pier.
That's a nice one.
And the Harborside Resort, which is in Indian Rocks Beach. So there are two different styles. One is, you know, definitely more family and fun and the water. And then Cordova Inn is a little bit, it's a boutique hotel, It has a 1920 style. It's 100 years old.
Wow.
A new hotel collection purchased it last year, and they fixed it up, but is still keeping that old look. You know, and they serve things like Tom Collins and play that kind of music. So it has that charm to it. And I tell you, this job has been wonderful for me, too, because it got me out of the house, and I'm, you know, driving around Florida.
And you get to meet people.
Oh, tons of people.
Yes.
I love downtown St. Pete. It reminds me, actually, of kind of like the federal district in Boston. You know, these really high buildings, but it's vibrant and fun, and everybody is friendly. Pet friendly, kid friendly.
Well, it's, you know, I had joined I Love St. Pete. Are you familiar with them? The I Love St. Pete site from Stan Arthur?
Yes.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And it was well worth joining because we paid for that as a tag key member. And I'll tell you, for the business, it really is worth it.
Okay, so what we do is, you know, you might have seen me out somewhere at some of the events because we're really trying to get this out. It is an opportunity to see the Harborside Hotel. So they've been working on 4 years and they just finished it. So they want people to come down. And some people say, oh, I live here. I don't need to go there. I go, you're perfect. We want locals to come down and see it mm-hmm. and tell their friends about it. Anyone coming in, that's where they're going to go.
Is that the Splash Harbor?
That is above the Splash Harbor.
My favorite place in the whole wide world. That is my happy place. Honest to God. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the Splash Water Park, the beach is across the street. And as you know, there's lots of restaurants down there. And then the Cordova Inn, like I said, 100 years old. It's right downtown. So have you seen the new pier yet?
No, I haven't. I have to get over there.
Right. So a great opportunity. Anybody else out there that hasn't got down there, what we're doing here is we're actually booking tours. Tours to the Cordova or the Harborside, you get to choose.
Ooh, and I've seen the rooms there at Harborside. It's amazing, the wood floors, and it's so Key West style and gorgeous in there. Ooh. Definitely highly recommend this tour. And what do they need to do to call you and to book a tour?
Okay, well, you know, my past, I was an executive assistant, accountant, and those kind of office roles. And I'm finding myself now kind of leaning over to direct sales.
Okay.
Which is, I gotta say, very uncomfortable for somebody who's not used to that. So anyone can get a hold of me at signupwithlisab, the letter B, at gmail.com. So
perfect.
How simple. Signupwithlisab at gmail.com. Then in the subject line, you'll write, I'm ready. In the body, your name and your phone number so I can call you back.
Right.
And after listening to this, if you already know which one you want to tour, just say, hey, I want to tour the Cordova. And I will call back and give all the details on that.
Okay. You know, and how long does a tour take?
Yep. So they ask you to put 2 hours aside.
Okay.
They do a PowerPoint presentation. And what I found was really interesting is they tell you about what's happening, the changes. This group here is not a timeshare, so things are changing in the world. Then they get up and you walk around, you tour the presentation, mm-hmm. I mean, the hotel itself. And I go ahead.
And that's the water park. I'm just showing some of the things here and that poster right there. It's mm-hmm. amazing. This Harborside water, and we have people watching from all over the United States and the world, and this is the water park, and it's amazing to go there. And they give you, don't they give you some special tickets too or something?
That's right. You can show them this one. So here's the hotel. Your voucher would be for a regular hotel with 2 queen beds. If you want to upgrade, you can ask for that. And it comes with 2 water park passes for 2 days. That alone is $100 value.
It is. It sure is. I know that for sure.
Yep. And I tell people who live by, you know, have all the kids, hey, at least you have a room to put all your stuff in if you only want to stay the one night.
Right.
Yep. And then the Cordova Inn.
Oh, isn't that charming.
Awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah. So when you go for the tour, the tour is actually open to married couples,
right.
Cohabiting couples, and single female. And what you do when you go is you show your IDs that you live together, and if mm-hmm. you don't, you bring a bill just proving that.
Right.
You'll show that you have a major credit card, put that right back in your pocket, and then they like to see, you know, some successful people combined income of $50,000, and you're in the tour. Boom.
Wow. And they can stay here at the Cordova Inn.
Right. So here's not to make it more confusing, but you can tour one and take the voucher for the other. So some people have already been to the Harborside, and they know that. They know they want that voucher.
Right.
But I'll send them on down to St. Pete so they can experience that. We pay for the parking.
Okay.
Okay, so you pull into the parking garage, take that ticket, put it in your wallet so they can stamp it. So you do your tour, and then you walk down the pier. Everything is walkable right there. And then down at the pier, in case people don't know, there is a free tram. You can just hop on that. So on some of the hotter days, like I walked it, I walked down the end, and to be honest with you, I took the tram back because it was kind of sunny.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what I'd like to do is I'd like to put your information in our goodie bags with sunkisscharters.com that we have, and people that come on this sailing charter, I'll definitely work with you and send them over, and because there's so many people coming in from all over the world to Clearwater Beach for sure.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. So again, sign up with Lisa B, B at gmail.com. Put in the subject, I'm ready. Again, sign up with Lisa B at gmail.com. Put in, I am ready. And that is so cool. And how long have you been doing this?
Just a few months, actually.
Okay.
You know how the universe works. The timing was good. My husband, again, was working at a hotel, was having issues. And so they had to let him go. And so now I'm picking up the ball and rolling with it. And
And then your passion is helping people to be healthy and, you know, sharing opportunities. And, tell us a little bit more, anything you want to talk about. We have about 6 minutes.
Oh, great. Actually, one last thing about this, though. We are doing a special. We want to wrap up the year and get people either booked for their tour or booked and come for the tour.
Ah.
So as people might have seen, it's $99. That's it for 2 nights and 3 days at either one of these places.
Right.
They're booking out 60 days.
God, I just spent that at a GameStop for my grandson.
I know.
On a game.
A couple sweaters and boom, it's the same price.
Exactly, exactly.
When the hotter weather is here, well, it's still hot here, which is kind of confusing for us New Englanders, but, you can book it then. And, of course, in the summer, the prices are way more than $99. This is actually $50 a night.
Okay.
If you want to book, they are doing tours at 9 a.m., 12 noon, and 3 p.m., just about every day.
So now, that works around your schedule. If you're at work and you don't get home till a certain time, or you have something, that's nice. There's 3 different times for tours.
Correct.
To get over there.
Yep. You and your spouse will come together. And with Christmas right now, they're basically doing the 9 and 12. Actually, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
Because people are always saying they're looking for something to do on Christmas Eve. I just saw that on I Love St. Pete. And you could post that up there, I'm sure. You have to talk to Stan. You know, there's some things that you could put up there. But let people know there's something to do that they can actually go out and have some fun. And they get something worth their money for that.
Absolutely. You know, down at St. Pete, they have all these Christmas things going on right across the street and down at the pier. And then, of course, over at Harborside, you can go to the beach without the crowds.
Right.
You know, right now and walk around, enjoy that, and then, you know, grab a bite to eat.
That's so cool.
It's both a day trip, and then later on, you get your 2 nights.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, my husband and I, we used to do that when we were dating. And now it's funny, we're married, don't get out as much, you know?
Right.
But we want, you know, take that opportunity and reconnect with people somewhere else. And it doesn't even have to be that far away.
Right. I remember because I had a job similar to with the Harborside. And I do have to tell you, it's always 24/7. You never know who you're meeting. And this job is not just they're working the promotions. You're out there giving cards and talking to people all over. And that's phenomenal.
You know, and I've learned a lot, too. People who work in an office their whole life, they really don't understand, the other side.
Mm-hmm.
People are behind the counter or at tables. They care about what they're doing.
Right.
Sometimes we get little funny looks because of this, you know, in past of what happened in timeshares.
But you're more like for a vendor. You're a vendor because, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, in March I was talking to Norman from Russo's Pizza. We just had, you know, a health and wellness show over there over the weekend. And we want to have a wedding venue and with our sailboat and, you know, maybe your company would come in and get a table. And we want to do some wedding shows over there, too, which would be great. If anybody would like to, you know, have you come into their event, that would be something else you can promote. There's so many events out there.
Yes, there is.
Right.
Yep. And I'm, you know, as is, we're independent contractors. So we have somebody that helps me, you know, set up at these events. And it's really been a blessing to have met Catherine, our mutual friend,
yes.
You know, to help to bring me into this. And
it's a fun job. It's a very fun job because I've met so many amazing people from all over the world. And there's one that's mm-hmm. a preacher that I had met. I just saw him today and I met him at the Holiday Inn one time. They used to have different places that they set up and we're still talking and praying together. And it's really cool. You never know who you're going to meet. And that's the best part. But, you know, to have them come back and say, I had so much fun. Oh, my gosh, this was a memory maker for my family.
I'm glad you brought that up. I've actually had people come up to me and say, I had a great time on the tour.
Yep.
So, you know, they must be very entertaining. And I've heard that more than once. And then one of the persons that I signed up has already taken her two-day stay.
Right.
She said she had a wonderful time. And I was going to try to get her to, you know, to do a testimonial here today. I just didn't get in time to get a
hold of her. What she could do is, you know, get him on camera and have him send in a video. And we'll post that on my social media as well. You know, and that helps. You know, anybody, if they're driving, I know it's hard to make a phone call because you don't want to be looking down. And 727-441-3000 if you have a quick question about the tours. I highly, highly recommend it. I know the place. I think it's amazing. I have actually bought tickets for my family for the year pass at Splash Harbor. And people are like, where are you at? And I said, my happy place. There's nothing like going down and you've seen people laugh and giggle and just wiggle. And they just have so much fun there, which is amazing.
Yep. And you know what? On this tour, too, you'll be speaking with a representative there, and bring your questions. Look ahead and say, you know what? We always travel twice a year. Or maybe you're on a sports team and you know you're going to be traveling and you need those hotels for all the games.
Oh, good idea.
There's a lot of opportunities. Or business people. And you know what? You can give it away.
What about not just Florida? They can go other areas, right?
Right.
Okay, out of Florida.
Right. So these are the local ones that they're promoting, and then they connect actually all over the country and all over the world. So come in with those questions. They'll be able to pull it up and show you, you know, what you would pay if you did it on your own and what you pay if you became a Premier member.
Now, if somebody wanted to stay at the Harbor Side and they joined that one, the Harbor Side with Splash Harbor, how many years do they, I mean, how many times a year could they stay there?
Well, actually, I don't know that answer.
That's the salespeople.
That's the salespeople, yeah.
Okay.
So it's my, you know,
get them over there and give the tour.
Yep. So they have an opportunity to learn about this. I mean, it's a really great deal.
It sure is.
Either way, you know, and it's no pressure. Everybody there is really friendly. I went by to check it myself because, you know, I wanted to know.
Right.
Because it is a two-step process. You go down, you do that day trip or, you know, half a day, and then you get your second one. And, you know, and it's been nothing but positive that I've been hearing.
Wow. And what about two things real quick? What about pet friendly? If they're traveling, can the pet, is that in there or not?
As far as I know, not at these two places.
Okay.
But I hesitate to say, but there's probably some place where they can connect to the hotels because, you know, that is if people want to bring their pets along.
Okay.
Lot.
What about parents with their on vacation with their children and they coming to the tour and they say, I can't get a sitter. Can they bring them along? Or if somebody, is that possible?
Yes, they can bring their children along.
Okay. As long as you're well behaved.
Yep. The one that I was in maybe had a 3-year-old and they just sat there in color.
Okay.
And then the older kids, they kind of put them in another room and they have little activities to kind of do. So they do support that. And
that's
they actually
cool.
kind of recommend it because then afterwards, there's your day.
Right.
You know?
I don't know if you're interested, but like I said, I just joined the Bay Area Concierge Association. Amazing. And you can join as an affiliate and they will blast out to all the concierge around the whole, there are like 700 hotels in Tampa and they're growing. So, you know, I'm Dawn Reese and I'll tell you, we know a lot of things that come up with promotions and events. We'll definitely keep you posted at. And any other last words? Well, I'm looking at the clock here. I want to thank you so much for being here, Lisa.
Well, if people reach out again to sign up with LisaB@gmail.com, tell me that you heard me on the radio and you get a little special discount coming back, especially if you can book this, you know, just book the tour. In December, you can always take it in January.
That's right. And we're going to share this on social media. You can see this again on Dawn Reese show on YouTube as well and Facebook. Again, I am Dawn Reese. Next week, we have comics here. And comics are, it's raining comics. We're going to have the winner, Darcy. And we'll see you at Russo's Pizza on open mic night. And guess what? I'm going to be there as well. I'll be up there. You got to get up there.
I will.
You should.
Sure, why not?
All right. Bye, everybody. God bless you. Have
a
very Merry Christmas.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.